Violent crime amongst youth has increased by 30% across the country in the past 15 years, from gangland-style killings to the most recent daylight shootings.
There's a Buddhist proverb. They said, it takes noise for us to appreciate silence. And it takes light for us to appreciate dark.
The city of Surrey holds a notorious rapport of youth gang crime. In light of a recent chain of shootings, Surrey's gang violence issue has triggered a movement. Sergeant Cal Dossange of the Vancouver Police Department has started an initiative called Kids Play.
I didn't come here to make any form or sort of political statement. I didn't come here to put on this forum because it serves a particular purpose. I became because I got two young kids at home, a six-year-old and a four-year-old, and the shootings that happened didn't happen very far from my house. So, I mean, what is the public trying to tell me? That I could be driving my kids to a soccer game, a brazen shootout happens on the streets, and now my family's dead? Absolutely not. I will not allow that to happen. I will not stand by as a bystander. In fact, I will make a difference, and that's exactly what I intend on doing here today. And it was that seed that got planted that I created Kids Play, and you see these kids in yellow shirts. Because they want to make a difference in the future as well.
Former Hell's Angel turned youth advocate Joe Calandino reflects on his early involvement in gangs.
So how does a former Hell's Angel end up on a stage with police in the crowd, politicians, and so on? Well, I had a moment of clarity. I had an epiphany. From a prison floor, as I was going through withdrawal, in walked a policeman, and he didn't walk in one time to my life. It was a gentleman I grew up with. As he was hearing, I was spiraling downwards into addiction and falling apart. I was almost dead and gone. And in a moment, I just looked up at him and I said, I never want to see a kid go through this.
Once kids join these gangs, it's rare to see them leave that lifestyle behind. Mo Battio was one of the few that walked away from a life of gang violence and crime.
I am a person, one of the very few, that got out of that type of a lifestyle and have made changes in my life. The only thing I could tell parents is to spend time with your kids today. If you don't spend time with your children today, the streets will tomorrow.
So how does the community keep children from joining gangs and committing criminal acts? Calandino and Dossange share what they think should be done.
I'm not going to put this on the police. I'm not going to put this on the education system. I'm not going to put this on anybody else but our youth. Our youth have to own the current state of affairs. They got to man up. And for the ladies, they got to own it as well. They have to take the responsibility because it is bigger than the people within this room. It's up to our youth to make the change.
I will continue investing myself. No matter how large or how small the investment I make into this community, I will continue giving myself because if I don't have money to give, if I don't have anything else to give, the one thing I can give is myself, which I'll continue to give until my last breath.
With Amrit Gill, I'm Matt Padgett. For Evolution 107.9.